This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of this, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. You can actually get interactive in a variety of different ways. And one of those ways is the front page of the site actually allows you to interact by taking whatever story, item of interest, video, blog post, something you find online, something you like, you think our other listeners would enjoy. You submit it to the site, and then other listeners vote on whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked will make it up to the front page of the website, meaning more listeners are likely to see what your suggestion was. And we're more likely to see it here on the air and talk about it. So go over, get interactive at freetalklive.com. As always, we'll take your calls about anything. It's a very historical-focused edition of Free Talk Live. We're talking about the U.S. intervention in the Middle East. Of course, this is September 11th. It's the 9th anniversary, if you will, of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon back from 2001. And I don't know what the rest of talk radio has been talking about in regards to this. I imagine it's some maudlin coverage of playing heroic sounding music and, you know, worshiping the troops and all that stuff.
Yeah. A lot of it's about the unity. Remember after 9/11, the unity that we were feeling in America, that everybody was black, white, Christian, Jew. We were all loving each other here in the United States. We were all brought together with the firm and burning desire to attack anybody who might have had something to do with this. And, when it comes to unity, I don't want unity. I'm not looking for unity, because usually when unity comes, that's when the taxpayer really gets it.
So they went over, they bombed, they killed, and that's what they've been doing this past decade, but that's not so different from what's been going on prior to this decade. The U.S. federal government and its meddling and intervention and bombings and killings and armings and assassinations and coups across the last almost 100 years, decades upon decades, those actions have resulted in what is essentially blowback. And it's not to justify what happened on September 11th.
Right.
It's to just explain.
I don't love the Muslims that killed innocent people in the United States. Killing innocent people is wrong. However, the expectation that if you support a government, or at least turn a blind eye to the actions of a government, and that includes the CIA, if you turned a blind eye to them and you can just expect to go on your happy little life without other people in other countries that think just as collectively as you do, us and them kind of way.
They can't ignore it. They can't turn away from it.
Right. Well, their families are being killed, and they're not being able to rule themselves, and they have no sovereignty. If you have the expectation those people are just going to leave you alone, you are sadly mistaken. I'll tell you what, America, here's a prediction. If you continue to let the CIA and the United States government meddle in the Middle East and all around the rest of the world, telling other countries how it is that they have to go about ruling themselves, something like 9/11 is going to happen again.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. 1966, we're sharing with you a little bit of history from informationclearinghouse.info, the stuff they're not going to teach you in the government schools, they're not going to mention on the pro-government news channels here in this country. 1966, U.S. Sells its first jet bombers to Israel, breaking with the 1956 decision to not sell arms to the Zionist state. In 1967, June, with U.S. weapons in support, Israeli military launches the so-called Six-Day War, seizing the remaining 23% of historic Palestine, the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem, along with Egypt's Sinai Peninsula and Syria's Golan Heights. September 17th of 1970, with the U.S. and Israeli backing, Jordanian troops attacked Palestinian guerrilla camps, while Jordan's U.S.-supplied Air Force drops napalm from above. Can you imagine what that'd be like if you were involved in that? If you were the person that was on the receiving end of that napalm?
I can only imagine.
If you're family members, you came home, maybe it wasn't you. Maybe you were at work that day, and they only napalmed the areas that weren't the places where you were happening to be at that time, and you came home to find your family members' bodies charred. How would you feel about that? How would you feel about the country that supplied the weapons, the government that supplied the weapons that killed your family? Let's go to your phone calls. I talked to Patrick in Charleston, listening to WSC-FM. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, man, I really love the actual historical context and everything that you guys are providing. My father was a 25-year Army veteran. We lived in Iran when I was 13 in 1963. The perspective I want you guys to know, I mean, I love hearing everything else, but the Iranians loved America, and they loved the Americans. They shot and killed two men on a motorcycle, shot and killed an American captain. And the Shah, well, they had them rounded up. The Shah had them hung in Pahlavi Square, which is in Tehran. It's where the large bazaar and everything is, like a giant, the biggest open-air market you've ever seen, to set an example for what happens if you mess with the Americans. Now, that was the Shah's perspective, but when John Kennedy was shot, our home, our compound that we lived in, was completely covered in flowers from the regular people, the people like the man Ahmed and Mansour, who was our house person that my family paid to help clean the house, and Ahmed was our driver. They loved the Americans, and they now live in, and their families live in America. My family have kept up with them. So there is an aspect of the population that actually does respond and actually welcome the American intervention or the American presence.
That may be true, but who cares?
I beg your pardon?
That may be a true statement, but that doesn't justify violence, and it doesn't justify...
I never said it did. The way I started was to explain it. I love to see the timeline of how America has actually... we have stuck our tentacles and our arms out into everybody else's issues, and like you said, we didn't really consider the blowback. And there is blowback always.
Thank you for that.
And I welcome y'all's comments.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I mean, there are people in Iraq that supported the troops, I'm sure, well.
If Canada invaded here in the United States, there would be a certain segment of the population that would say, I, for one, welcome our new Canadian leaders. I mean,
right. They're burning Korans right now.
Well, I don't think those people are the ones that are likely
no,
to...
No, you're right. But they're similar.
Yeah, but they're just another group of people that that want what they want and use the apparatus of government to get what they want.
Think of how many more people would love Americans if none of the intervention had happened in the first place. Then they would just love us for having great movies and, music and all the wonderful things.
Guys, the problem right now is we're stuck with a world that has to deal with 65 to 100 years of intervention that was or wasn't, but it was misguided in some terms, no matter what side you're on. We have to deal with what the aftermath of that is and try to find a way to find peace.
Right.
I agree with that.
I agree with that completely. And here's an idea, right? Like, maybe this isn't the best idea in the world, but this is the best one I can come up with, is bring all the troops of all the United States militaries, whether it's Marines or soldiers, Air Force, everybody, stick them back on U.S. soil, by U.S.
And,
soil.
And the Russians and Chinese as well.
Of course, I'm
Panama
concerned.
Canal,
I can't control
Panama Canal. Go ahead.
I don't know what's going on at the Panama Canal specifically, but I do think that as far as I'm concerned, this is the only solution the United States can do anything about, is to bring all the troops home and then issue a statement. Hey, we're really sorry about being involved in your, insert your government here, in your business. It is now your problem. Good luck. We're only going to, all of our citizens can trade freely with you, but our military is not going to be involved.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Patrick. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Attention gun owners. You're into guns and many people you know are into guns. Well, someone needs to maintain, clean, and repair those guns, and it could be you. Now get a free how-to gunsmith DVD sampler from AGI, the American Gunsmithing Institute. Learn the art of professional gunsmithing as a part or full-time career. Develop a lucrative business by learning the art of gunsmithing through over 71 exclusive DVD training courses. Get started today by ordering our free DVD sampler video and catalog at AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. See how to quickly learn firearm disassembly, reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. To order your free DVD sampler and catalog, call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Ask about a bonus $10 savings coupon when you call 800-367-9792 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's the live Saturday edition of the program, inviting you to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. It's free. You don't have to log in. You don't have to pay. It's just there. You just enjoy it at cam.freetalklive.com. You can actually interact with our other listeners as well because it's a chat room built into the same page as the cam. So go and interact and watch and listen all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam, by the way, brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. And for those of us who don't know what an optical transceiver is, well, they also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. Go check them out at memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're continuing a history lesson here tonight from informationclearinghouse.info. This is the stuff they aren't going to tell you on Fox News, on CNN, the pro-state media. Yeah, that's right. It's not liberal media or conservative media. It's pro-state. It's pro-government media. Anyway, so they don't really want you to know about what the U.S. federal government has been doing over the last several decades, over generations of just meddling and messing with people's lives, destroying homes, destroying families, all in the name of power. All in the name of control, in the name of, giving their corporate buddies access to resources that they'd otherwise have to maybe pay a lot more money to access.
Sure, that's what these campaign contributions are really all about.
So we're coming down this list here, and of course your thoughts are welcome. We've made it to the 1970s, and it's been a bloodbath up until this point, with the U.S. Funding all manner of various different military excursions. And
lots of threats.
The CIA.
Using nuclear arms in the Middle East. Right. The Soviet Union.
Installing violent dictators in various different places, coups, military coups, funding, weaponry, funding murder. It's just horrific. And, there's only so much you can say here because you're glossing over all of the individual stories, all of the individual tragedies of the families that are torn apart, of the people that are murdered and tortured, raped. You were glossing over all that. We weren't there. We don't know all of that. We're giving you in one sentence what happened in a, 1 month, 3 month, 5 month period of time.
Yeah, sure. The CIA gives a big bundle of money and a bunch of weapons to the Ba'ath Party and Saddam Hussein. And, as far as I'm concerned, that makes, to some extent, the United States taxpayer culpable for those acts.
U.S. deploys, this is in 1970, September 17th. This is after they napalmed the Palestinian guerrilla camps. Jordanian troops attacked them while Jordan's U.S.-supplied Air Force drops napalm from above. U.S. deploys the aircraft carrier Independence and six destroyers off the coast of Lebanon and readies troops in Turkey to support the assault. They threaten to use nuclear weapons against the Soviet Union if it intervenes. 5,000 Palestinians are killed and 20,000 wounded. The massacre becomes known as Black September. 1973, U.S. rushes $2.2 billion in emergency military aid to Israel after Egypt and Syria attack to regain Golan Heights and Sinai. U.S. puts forces on alert and moves them into the region. When the Soviet Union threatens to intervene to prevent the destruction of Egypt's Third Army by Israel, U.S. forces go to DEFCON 3 to force the Soviets to back down. 1973 to 75, the U.S. supports Kurdish rebels in Iraq in order to strengthen Iran and weaken the then pro-Soviet Iraqi regime. When Iraq and Iran cut a deal, the U.S. withdraws support, denies the Kurds refuge in Iran, and stands by while the Iraqi government kills many Kurdish people. 79 to 84, U.S. supports paramilitary forces to undermine the government of South Yemen, which was allied with the Soviet Union. And then we get into the fall of the Shah and the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. And it just continues. And we're not even out of the barely out of the 70s yet here. 1978, as the Iranian Revolution begins against the hated Shah, the U.S. continues to support him without reservation and urges him to act forcefully against the masses. In August of 78, some 400 Iranians are burned to death in the Rex Theater in Abdan after police chain and lock the exit doors. On September 8th, 10,000 anti-Shah demonstrators are massacred at Tehran's Jalalabad Square. That's a pretty significant event.
10,000 anti-Shah demonstrators are massacred.
At the hands of the United States federal government, the support, without reservation. Do whatever you want to these people. We support you.
Yeah, we got to keep getting that oil.
1979, the U.S. tries, without success, to organize a military coup to save the Shah. In January, the Shah is forced to flee, and the reactionary Shiite Islamists, led by Ayatollah Khomeini, take power in February.
Now, try to imagine. Hold on just a second. Imagine if you've got the Shah, he's got all the backing of the United States government behind him, so he has a lot of power. Imagine the kind of group that has to rise up.
To displace him?
To displace him. It's going to be a terrible, despotic, horrible, nutty, a dedicated group of radical
killers, sickos. Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing that's going to get it out. Because sitting in Jihad Square, Indian style, going, all we are saying is give peace a chance. We'll get you blown to pieces. We'll have your mother be, have her child die. 10,000 people tried it that way. But the people on 9/11, I did. This is what I did. I was shocked, I was appalled, and I was ready to kill anybody. Once they told me it was Middle Easterners, I wouldn't have cared which Middle Eastern country we attacked. It was good enough for me. That was the reaction. It's the reaction of an ignoramus.
So you're admitting that you were ignorant?
Yeah, I was ignorant. Well, just like so many people were at the time, and so many people are right now. People that are, unfortunately still supporting these wars.
That, I'm sure that took a lot to admit, Mark, and I appreciate that.
Well, it's the only truth.
Yeah. Summer of 1979, the U.S. publicly supports Khomeini's regime's efforts to suppress the Kurdish liberation struggle and maintain Iranian domination of Kurdistan. So after they exiled the U.S. in the U.S.'s own Shah, they begin supporting the new guy, right? 1979, U.S. President Jimmy Carter designates the Persian Gulf a vital U.S. interest and declares the U.S. will go to war to ensure the flow of oil. So instead of requiring these businesses that want to go and make money off of buying and selling oil to provide for their own security, raise their prices as is necessary in order to provide their ships and their oil derricks and installations with their own security forces, no, they go ahead and tax everybody who may not support this oil mission or even having oil as an energy source. They tax everybody in the United States, and they use all of that money to support these corporations, businesses.
Right. Imagine for a second I'll give my scenario when we come back. There's just no way for me to do it in the next 25 seconds.
All right, more in a moment here with your thoughts as well. You're welcome to dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, a history-heavy episode of Free Talk Live, but I think it's important stuff. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name-brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org and ask your legislator and ask your congressman and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits 2 powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag. The patented bag with a built-in alarm. Available at iSafeBags.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free, including stuff like our news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, get on our email updates list, or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Do all of the above if you'd like. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? I know I was. Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? Well, if you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're just going to, I think, going to have to stop this at some point, Mark. I mean, this history of violence on behalf of the U.S. federal government in the Middle East,
right,
is so lengthy.
It's not to say that there hasn't been violence, by the other countries out there, by Middle Eastern countries, by all kinds of people. People have, throughout the ages, have been solving their problems with violence. It's very rare that you will see people use peaceful means to effect a political change. However, that doesn't make it okay.
Well, yeah, if you want peace, then peace is the only method to get you there.
Right. And what I've been trying to point out mostly here is, you know, if you want to use violence to affect change, that's your business as long as you don't expect me to pay for it. That's what's really the problem here. I want you to imagine that I've discovered the deposit of raritanium in, you know, some little country out there that doesn't really matter much. How about Haiti? And so I've discovered raritanium. Now, other people are going to want raritanium. It's a very valuable resource. Lots of military things can be run off of it. As a matter of fact, it can power military things better than oil can. Now, Do I really have the reasonable expectation that you, the United States taxpayer, should have to fund the security of my raritanium mine? Does that make sense?
Well, no, it's stealing.
That's exactly what the oil companies have been doing all along. And the United States government's in bed with them. And the reason is because the military-industrial complex is completely fed by oil. I'm not saying gasoline's bad. I'm all for the combustion engine when it's used in a fashion that isn't used to intentionally kill people.
When it's not being subsidized. I mean, they're subsidizing these oil companies. And that's making the energy situation in this country pretty dire, because if the oil companies are getting these huge, really, what are trillion-dollar subsidies, I mean, if they provided their own security, it wouldn't cost as much. When the government does it, it costs way more. But they're getting these hundreds of billions, if not trillion-dollar subsidies to their product, to their bottom line, and it keeps their prices uncompetitively low, which means it's more difficult for new ideas to come about and to come to fruition and develop, and more difficult for innovators to appear in the marketplace and launch a serious challenge to these people. Anyway, there's a little bit more. Let's go through a little bit more of this here with the Shah being forced to flee, the Ayatollah Khomeini taking power, then the U.S. Just getting behind him. In 1979, in response to Soviet military maneuvers, this is from informationclearinghouse.info, in response to Soviet military maneuvers on Iran's northern border, Carter secretly puts U.S. forces on nuclear alert and warns the Soviets they'll be used if the Soviets intervene.
Imagine the Soviets at this point getting threatened with nuclear war all the time are probably pretty fed up with it.
1979, summertime, U.S. begins arming and organizing Islamic fundamentalist Mujahideen in Afghanistan. National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski writes, "This aid was going to induce a Soviet military intervention, drawing the Soviets into an Afghan quagmire." Over the next decade, the U.S. alone passed more than $3 billion in arms and aid to the Mujahideen, with another $3 billion provided by the U.S. ally Saudi Arabia. What do you think the arms, the $3 billion that the United States government paid for to buy all those weapons, you think some of those weapons are being used now in Afghanistan? The very same weapons they armed the Mujahideen to fight the Soviets with?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
American soldiers are now fighting against the weapons that the American government gave to Afghani freedom fighters, what they called them at the time, the Mujahideen.
And the soldiers die, and the soldiers perish on both sides, and the oil companies win out at the end of the day. November 4th, 1979, Islamic militants backed by the Khomeini regime seize the U.S. embassy in Tehran and demand the U.S. return the Shah to Iran for trial. The embassy and 52 U.S. personnel are held for 444 days. This international embarrassment prompts new U.S. actions against Iran, including an abortive rescue attempt. December of 1979, Soviet troops invade Afghanistan, which the U.S. rulers considered a buffer state between the Soviet Union to the north and the strategically important states of Iran and Pakistan to the south, overthrowing the Amin government and installing a more pro-Soviet regime. In 1980, the U.S. begins organizing a rapid deployment force, increasing its naval presence and pre-positioning military equipment and supplies. It also steps up to aid reactionary client states such as Turkey, Pakistan, and Saudi Arabia. On September 12th, Turkey's military seizes power and unleashes a brutal clampdown on revolutionaries and Kurds struggling for liberation in order to stabilize the country as a key U.S. ally. Summer of 1980, as the Carter administration tries to bully Iran into surrendering the U.S. hostages, supporters of presidential candidate Ronald Reagan cut a secret deal with the Islamic Republic, promising that the Reagan administration will allow Israel to ship arms to Iran if Iran continues to hold the hostages during the coming presidential campaign to cripple Carter's campaign for re-election.
I've heard this. It sounds so conspiratorial. How in the world is the governor of California going to do that?
1980, September 22nd, Iraq invades Iran with tacit U.S. support, starting a bloody 8-year war. The U.S. supports both sides in the war, providing arms to Iran and money, intelligence, and political support to Iraq in order to prolong the war and weaken both sides while trying to draw both countries into the U.S. orbit. 1981, U.S. holds military maneuvers off the coast of Libya to bully the Gaddafi government. When a Libyan plane fires a missile at U.S. planes penetrating Libyan airspace, Two Libyan planes are shot down. 81. The Reagan administration secretly encourages Israel and other allies, such as South Korea and Turkey, to ship hundreds of millions of U.S.-made arms to Iran, despite a ban on the shipment of U.S.-made weapons. From the fall of 1981 through the winter of 82, forces led by the Union of Iranian Communists, Sabdaran, mount a historic resistance to the Islamic Republic. The uprising at Atmal at the end of January of 1982 is brutally crushed by the forces of that said republic.
I don't know what that has to do with the United States.
I'm not sure either. 1982, after receiving...
You know, I was thinking about the Lebanese situation there where the United States aircraft penetrated Lebanese airspace and then shoot down two Lebanese aircraft after being fired upon. There's this bully when I was on my street. He actually lived at the end of the street. And he decided he was going to come in my lawn one day. You know, when I was a kid, he was older than me, and he was clearly a bigger kid and could beat me up. He decides, I'm going to step on your lawn and make it, you know, a big fuss about it. I turned around, went inside, started playing my Star Wars guys. He went away. You know, you don't have to react, but you can see absolutely why these Lebanese planes would have reacted. And then to shoot them down in their own airspace, act of war. Act of war. Imagine if these had been Cuban planes in the United States airspace. United States jet fighter fires on the Cuban planes. The Cuban planes shoot down two United States fighters. As a result, I mean, that would be it, people.
Yeah. 1982, after receiving a green light from the U.S., Israel invades Lebanon to crush Palestinian and other anti-U.S. and anti-Israeli forces. Over 20,000 Lebanese and Palestinians are killed, and Israel seizes southern Lebanon, holding it until the year 2000. September 14th, 1982, Lebanon's pro-U.S. president-elect Bashir al-Jumal is assassinated. The following day, Israeli forces occupy West Beirut, and from 16th to 18th of September, the Falangist militia, with the support of Israel's military, under now Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, move into the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps and barbarically massacre over 1,000 unarmed Palestinian men, women, and children. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Now tell me again how this country is the land of the free and the home of the brave.
How would you like to use the power of mass media and popular culture to send an anti-statist message straight to the heart of Middle America? It's easy to do. Just request this song on the radio. Hi, I'm John Ringer, and let me tell you about my crazy idea. I wrote a song called My Country, My Ass. I sent this song to over 600 radio stations nationwide. Then I made a web page with links for contact and email for all the radio stations. My goal is nothing less than to change the psychology of the entire country. But I can't do it alone. I need your help. All you have to do is use the internet to request the song. Radio stations aren't like the government. They care what their listeners think. To request the song, just go to mycountrymyass.com. It's easy. That's mycountrymyass.com. This song is my message. Is it yours?
Why don't you tell those jerks in Washington to stick their laws where the sun don't shine?
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerous rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow. If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous 1-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there for free. So head on over, and if you want to support the show, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklife.com to get signed up. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, and more. Get on board for as little as $3 a month with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options over at amp.freetalklife.com. We've been going through an exhaustive list of historic significance from Information Hearing Clearinghouse.info talking about what exactly the United States federal government has been doing before September 11th of 2001 in the various different governments, the states meddling in people's lives in the Middle East. What kind of calamities have they been involved in creating? And there's all manner of them. I mean, just thousands of people murdered and hundreds of thousands of them killed, families torn apart, homes destroyed, napalm dropped, murderers backed with weapons and money.
Despotic regimes.
Overthrows.
Backed all over the place.
You know, I'm just going to take it up to the 90s, Mark, because we've gone this far, and I think we all know what happened in Iraq. That's where we'll end the first Iraq war. We'll end this because it just keeps going. So we're in 1983, where the U.S. sends troops to Lebanon, supposedly as part of a multinational peacekeeping operation, but in reality to protect U.S. interests, including Israel's occupation forces. U.S. troops are withdrawn after a suicide bomber destroys a U.S. Marine barracks.
That's the one that was 83, right?
Yes, that's okay. Correct. 83 also, the CIA helps murder.
I'm beginning to be able to, you know, this is getting into the world where I sort of remember.
Right. CIA helps murder General Ahmad Dlimi, a prominent Moroccan army commander who seeks to overthrow the pro-U.S. Moroccan monarchy. Then in 1984, they shoot down some Iranian jets over the Persian Gulf. In 86 and 85, they secretly ship weapons to Iran, including over 1,000 TOW anti-tank missiles, Hawk missile parts, and Hawk radars. They are being exchanged for U.S. hostages in Lebanon in hopes of increased U.S. leverage in Iran. The secret plot collapses when it is publicly revealed in 1986 by a Lebanese magazine. They then, in 1985, attempts to assassinate Sheikh Mohammed Hossein Falada, a Lebanese Shiite leader. 80 people are killed in the unsuccessful attempt. In 1986, when a bomb goes off in a Berlin nightclub and kills two Americans, the U.S. blames Libya's Gaddafi. U.S. bombers strike Libyan military facilities, residential areas of Tripoli and Benghazi, and Gaddafi's house, killing 101 people, including his adopted daughter. In 1987, the U.S. Navy is dispatched to the Persian Gulf to prevent Iran from cutting off Iraq's oil shipments. During these patrols, a U.S. ship shoots down an Iranian civilian airliner, killing all 290 people on board. Would you be able to write that one off if, even if it was a mistake, would you be able to write that one off if the, if it was your family that was on that airliner?
Yeah, I just don't. Americans don't know this stuff. They just don't. They're not confronted with it. You see 9/11 stuff constantly in the news. I mean, it's just whenever one of the cable news networks gets a chance to trot out the footage of these airplanes hitting these buildings, it's amazing stuff. It's terrible to see. People look at it. Absolutely. I understand it gets ratings. However, this stuff may have hit the news, but it's gone in a couple of days. Americans don't know that the United States in 1986 shot down an Iranian civilian airliner and killed 260 people.
290 people in 1987. In 1988, the Iraqi regime launches multiple mass poison gas attacks on Kurds, killing thousands and bulldozing many villages. The U.S. responds by increasing its support for the Iraqi regime.
These are the weapons of mass destruction that were actually found in Iraq when the United States invaded in 2002 or whatever.
July of 1988, the weapons they supported back then.
Right.
They
found their own weapons of mass destruction.
In 1988, a ceasefire ends the Iran-Iraq war with neither side victorious. Over 1 million Iranians and Iraqis are killed during the eight-year war. In 89, the last Soviet troops leave Afghanistan. The war, fueled by U.S.-Soviet rivalry, has torn Afghanistan apart, killing more than 1 million Afghans and forcing one-third of the population to flee into refugee camps. More than 15,000 Soviet soldiers die in that war. Finally, we make it to July of 1990. It's still 20 years ago. There's still 20 years of intervention and murder to follow this. But in case you don't recall, and I think this is an important point to bring out about the first Iraq war, April Glaspie, a U.S. ambassador to Iraq, meets with Saddam Hussein in July of 1990. Now, Saddam threatens military action against Kuwait for overproducing its oil quota, slant drilling for oil into Iraqi territory, and encroaching on Iraqi territory, seriously harming the war-weakened Iraq. So Saddam comes to his, who he thought was his allies. They installed him there. You may have seen the picture of Saddam Hussein shaking hands with Donald Rumsfeld from the early 1980s. So he comes to them to say, hey, look at what Kuwait's doing. This is not good. We want to do something about this. And the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador, responds to him saying, quote, we have no opinion on Arab-Arab conflicts like your border disagreement with Kuwait. Go right ahead, Saddam. Go ahead and, do whatever you need to do to punish the Kuwait folks for doing that. We're fine with it. And then, in the next month, Iraq invades Kuwait. The U.S. seizes the moment to assert its hegemony in the post-Soviet world and strengthen its grip on the Persian Gulf. The U.S. condemns Iraq, rejects a diplomatic settlement, imposes sanctions. Now, there's another word that's worth stopping down to discuss.
Yeah.
Sanctions. Sanctions just sounds so reasonable. Sanctions sounds so, hey, it's just sanctions. It's just sanctions. We're just sanctioning you. You've been sanctioned. It doesn't sound like anything significant, does it? To me, it doesn't sound that way. Sanctions.
It doesn't sound like war, but it's an act of war.
Sanctions are the sanctions they're talking about here. Some estimates are that it killed something like 500,000 people.
Sure,
these
sanctions that they put on Iraq have nothing to do with hurting the people that ruled Iraq at the time.
No, it's like to prevent food from getting in.
They have everything to do with harming the little people, harming Iraqis, not not their government, not Saddam Hussein.
Right. I mean, even if you go and you look at the definition of sanctions, it doesn't sound like it's a big deal to give authority to permit. Final permission, authorization, aid or encouragement. It's none of those things. When used in this context, it means they're preventing people from eating. That's what that means. And this after they told Saddam Hussein, oh, yeah, no problem. Go right ahead. Do what you need to do with Kuwait. And then after he does what he was told he could do, that's when, you know, the S hits the fan. So after a six-month U.S. military buildup, the U.S.-led coalition launches Operation Desert Storm. For the next 42 days, U.S. and allied planes pound Iraq, dropping 88,000 tons of bombs, systematically targeting and destroying its electrical and water systems. On February 22nd of 1991, the U.S. coalition begins its 100-hour ground war. Heavily armed U.S. units drive deep into southern Iraq. Overall, 100,000 to 200,000 Iraqis are killed during the war. Now, if you want to find out the rest of the story, and there's another, like I said, another 19 years, go to informationclearinghouse.info, or as you said, Mark, you can just search online for timeline of U.S. involvement in the Middle East to give you an updated view on what's been happening. Because it didn't stop there. The U.S. military's been in Iraq ever since. They've been bombing places there for during the Clinton administration. Everybody would like you to believe that Bill Clinton wasn't as much of a bloodthirsty killer. He was killing people, too. Of course,
the most famous of them is blowing up that aspirin factory after the Monica Lewinsky thing went
As a distraction.
Yeah, well,
right?
that's what it seemed like.
Sure was convenient, wasn't it?
It's convenient.
Yeah. And so then, of course, George Bush II goes and does his invasion, which we're obviously a little bit more familiar with. But the point of all of this, and it's been an unusual show, right? This isn't normally a lecture series. But the point of all of this was to give you some perspective. If you didn't have it, and I sure didn't, they didn't teach me this in government school, to transfer some perspective about what it is that could have motivated people to fly planes into buildings and killing thousands of innocent folks. Because
right.
Thousands of innocent folks, hundreds of thousands of innocent people, human beings, were murdered at the hands of the U.S. federal government and their associates.
The CIA, mostly.
Yeah. So there you have it. It's been a Saturday show, and we've been here with you, but we'll be back on Monday night. But you can have fun with our other co-hosts tomorrow night for our live Sunday edition.
From 7 to 10.
That's right.
At freetalklive.com.
That's correct. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. freetalklive.com. Have a great night and weekend. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.